Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Woman on the Bench by Elliot Stevens, published by Incubator Books in 2022. Today's book is all about infidelity, grief, and murder. Mark is having a sneaky cigarette at a party when he meets a beautiful and mysterious woman. They share a smoke and he doesn't even learn her name before she disappears, and then he returns to his friends and his wife, but he doesn't forget her. Mark's marriage is rocky. A few months earlier, his wife Cecilia lost their son at 6 months. Naturally, Cecilia is grieving and Mark is too, but in their own ways, and the distance between them is growing by the day. At work on Monday, Mark receives an unexpected note. The woman from the party has tracked him down. Her name is Alice and she wants to meet. Mark cancels his meetings to see her and they begin to covertly meet on a bench by the Thames, leaving each other secret notes taped to the bottom of the seat. Meanwhile, Mark's marriage to Cecilia becomes more and more frosty, and he becomes increasingly obsessed with the mysterious Alice. He and Alice organise a dirty weekend at Mark and Cecilia's holiday house, and together they hatch a plan for a way for them to be together forever. But can Mark go through with it? And who will he choose, Cecilia or Alice? Because Cecilia also knows Mark's darkest secret, something no one else knows. Something which could ruin everything. The Woman on the Bench is an absorbing psychological thriller about infidelity and grief. It has to be said that the main character, Mark, is a bit of a selfish asshole. His wife is grieving from the loss of her child, and rather than try to help her through her pain and start another chapter of their lives together, he looks for comfort in another woman's arms. But then again, is Cecilia having an affair of her own? Or is Mark just trying to justify his own actions to himself? He's also a bit mean to his own friends and seems willing to toss everything and everyone aside for a chance with a life with Alice. But then again, is this Mark's way of coping with his own grief? Rather than facing it head on, he looks for distractions from the pain of not becoming a father like he'd hoped. And yet, despite all of Mark's flaws, I was completely engrossed from the first page as Mark goes deeper into his obsession with Alice and gets caught deeper in her web. The plot twists and turns as the reader begins to see that Mark, in his foolishness, might be falling into some kind of trap. And all the characters are vivid and believable with their own faults and idiosyncrasies, from the obsessive parents to the pretentious artist and the poor loyal friend left behind. And of course, there's an unexpected but perfectly executed ending which doesn't disappoint. So if you like complex characters, pain, broken marriages, affairs, and murder plots, you might like The Woman on the Bench by Elliot Stevens. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.